It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, how are you? I have been thinking about tools. You know, hammers and pliers and screwdrivers and things like that. Yeah, because when I was young, sometimes I would borrow my dad's tools. And often I'd forget to put them back. That really made him angry. Yeah. So he made me something that I thought I'd show you today. Let's show you what's in here. You know what that is? That is a hammer. Yep. That is? Pliers. And that even looks like a mouth, doesn't it? Hello. The pliers say hello. And that's screwdriver. That's a screwdriver. So what I'm going to do is to make the kind of a thing that he made for me. Come on out to the workbench and I'll show you. What's picture have up today? Oh, a building. Good. Hello, fish. A little bit? Just a little bit. Come on. Now I have my own toolbox, now that I'm a man. But I did want tools like his. And this is what he did. Two little things like this. Sort of a base. And one big board like this. And then he had pictures of tools on here. And then he put the tools on, and he gave me my own tools. I'll show you how he did it. I'm going to put hammer, pliers, and screwdriver on. I think we'll place them on like this. Hammer. And screwdrivers. Like that. And you see, just trace around. This is a good present for somebody if you're thinking of present ideas. See? That's where the hammer can fit. And do this one for the pliers. This is the outline of the tools. Pliers. Thank you.
guess this one's hard to trace. That'll be my own little dot over there. Dot, dot, dot. Okay, now we need something to hold them on there, or they'd all just fall off. So what my dad did was put some nails to hold it. See where the nails would best go to hold it. Probably right there. See, now it stays up. There's the hammer. Now, where should we put the nail for the pliers to hold it up? I think maybe right in there, don't you? Okay. Pliers. I think I'll use this big staple for the screwdriver. Right there. And slip it in like that. Until I set it up and you can see the whole thing that my dad made for me. Just like that, see? Hammers and pliers and screwdriver. Hammer and plier and screwdriver. All kinds of tools in this world. All kinds of tools in this world. Did your dad or your granddad ever get angry with you when you take their tools and forget to put them back? Well, it certainly happened with me, and this was my dad's solution to it. So then I had my board with my tools on it, and he had his board with his tools on it. Good solution, don't you think? Hey, Joe,
Hi,
how are
Fred,
you?
How are you?
Good, thank you. Just made something here.
Yeah, a tool board, huh?
Yeah, a tool board. Do you ever see one?
Yes, I have. That's very nice.
What do you have?
I brought something over to show you. This was made by a young friend of mine, and since you're always interested in things that young people make, I thought I'd show it to you.
I guess so. Why, that looks like a broken ball bat.
Yes, that's what it is.
And an old discarded hubcap.
These are things that he found in a junkyard, and he decided to make a musical instrument out of it.
It has one string.
One string.
Oh, that sounds nice. Can you play it?
Well, it plays. It has some kind of a tone. Let's see if I can do something.
A handy lady and a handy man.
Yeah, all you need is a bolt to play on the strings with.
Oh, that's a bolt.
That's a bolt. Oh, would you like to borrow it for a while? Maybe you could practice on it and
could
have
I?
Some fun with it.
Here, I'll bring it back to you.
I've got to
later.
Get back to the store, but you can return it.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Joe. That's great. Let's let this sit here a bit. Let's take it inside and try it, all right? This'll dry in the meantime. Well, now, he would have needed a screwdriver. And he probably would have needed some pliers. And maybe a hammer to make this. That's very clever. Things that he found that were discarded. An old broken ball bat. And an old hubcap that was just thrown away. Let's try it. Thank you. dice. Let's call a trolley. Hey there, trolley. Trolley's really great today. How are you? Well, we would like to make believe, and I have an idea. I'd like Handyman Negri to have a screwdriver and be checking these screws right around in here on trolley. Will you make believe that with me? Will you? Okay, let's just look carefully at the trolley as if Handyman Negri were taking care of it.
One more trolley. Okay, trolley, all finished. Boy, you look in top shape now.
Handyman Negri, Handyman Negri.
Oh.
Handy, were you working on the trolley?
Oh, yeah, I was just checking it over. I do that regularly.
Could I please see the tool you were using?
Oh, why, sure.
Oh, it's a screwdriver.
Yes, Corny, I use it for tightening screws.
I thought it might have been my hammer.
Your hammer? Have you lost your hammer?
I've been looking everywhere for it, but I can't seem to find it. I just hate to lose my tools.
Well, I do, too. I mean, I just get so angry when one of mine is missing.
Yes.
Well, I'll help you look for it if you like.
Oh, thanks a lot. Let's say I'll look over that way, and you look over that way.
All right.
And when one of us finds my hammer, we'll just call out, "Hammer! Hammer!" Okay?
Hammer. Hammer.
That's it.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you.
All right. Hammer. Hammer. Hammer.
Is that you, Handyman Negri?
Yes, X. I was looking for something.
Anything I might have?
Well, I was looking for Corny's hammer.
Mr. Pashley lost his hammer?
Well, let's just say that we're looking for it. You wouldn't happen to have it, would you, X?
Oh, no, sir. I don't take people's tools. You can be sure of that. Hammers and pliers and screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers.
Hammers and pliers and screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers.
All kinds of tools in this world, this world. All kinds of tools in this world. But I never take any of them. No, not one at all.
Meow, 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 Negri.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow.
What's that?
Henrietta?
Meow?
You're not pounding your paw, are you?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow isn't meow, meow.
X, yes? Are you pounding something, X?
No, it isn't I. Sounds like it's coming from over in that direction.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow direction.
In the direction of the museum go-round?
I guess you'd better take a look over there, Handy.
I am, friends. I'll see you later.
Meow, meow,
bye.
Meow. Oh, Handy, you scared me.
I see you're hammering, Lady Elaine.
Oh. Yes, just working on a little musical instrument for the museum here.
It's a very professional-looking hammer.
Oh, just an ordinary hammer.
Hammering, hammering, hammering.
Hammering.
Hammering, hammering, hammering.
Hammering.
Hammering, hammering. Hammer!
Hammer.
Hammering, hammering. Hammer!
Why are you singing so loud, Handy?
Oh, I'm just interested in your hammering.
Well, what about this nice musical instrument I made here? I mean, forget about the hammer. Try playing this nice musical instrument.
Hammer! Hammer! Hammer!
So it's Lady Elaine, huh?
I think so, Corny.
What do you mean?
Factory.
Factory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you two are as bad as the king.
You're the one who's bad, Lady Elaine.
Well, what did I do now?
You obviously took my hammer. You're holding it right in your hand.
Well, you weren't using it.
Not the minute you took it, but I needed it, and I couldn't find it, and it made me mighty angry when I saw that it was gone.
Right. Well, how do I know when you need it or not?
By asking me, that's how.
Okay, do you need your hammer?
Yes, I do.
All right, take your old hammer. I'll use my shoe.
And don't take anything of mine until you have my permission.
Hammer, hammer, hammer.
Well, it is his, and he was angry.
Well, he said so. So now I'll get along with my work. Say, is that a screwdriver you have?
Why, yes. Would you like to borrow it?
Well, it just might do the trick for the strings here.
Oh, here. I'll help you. You mean up here?
Yes, that's it. Just turn that around and then... Oh, yes. Good.
Like that?
Just right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Corny needs his tools for his work. No wonder he was angry with Lady Elaine for taking one of them and not even asking. Well, that's our make-believe for today, Trolley. Bye. I'm a little warm. I think I'll take this off. Why don't we go to Mr. Negri's music shop? Take this back to him. Okay, will you come with me? There's always something going on there. Come along to the music shop.
Hi,
thank
Fred.
You, Joe.
Oh, thanks for bringing it back.
Oh, we enjoyed it.
I'm going to use it a little later on.
What's going on in there?
Well, we have Johnny Costas in there with Bob Trow, and we're rehearsing our tool band.
Oh.
And there's a man in there who's playing pipes and a screwdriver. Would you like to see?
Oh, I really would.
Come on in.
Would you like to? Come along.
Hi,
John.
Johnny, how are
Fred?
You?
Good.
Oh,
good.
Hi, friend Fred.
This is Don Riggs.
Oh, I know Don. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
How's it coming?
You're just in time for us to play Fancy for you.
Oh, I'd like to
would
hear
it. Would you like
it.
To hear it?
Oh, the way we play it, I don't know whether you would like to hear it.
Sure, we would. It'll be fancy.
Bob Trow has to start.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Good. My bass box here.
Good tempo.
Nice.
Pipes are the...
Oh, you like my pipes? Well, they're made out of all kinds of different things. This is a pipe that you use to put electrical wires in,
yeah.
So the electrical wires won't get hurt. This is a piece out of an old airplane.
My.
This is a piece of gas pipe.
Oh, that's the highest one, isn't it?
That's the little one.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want Bob Trow to have the honor. See, you have to be very special to play this pipe. Because you have to do it exactly at the right time. Do you think you can do it?
That's right.
I think you can do it too, Johnny. All right, okay. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
I like
he
to play
very...
something on there.
Would you? Well, yeah. Yes, of course.
Have the hammer, Fred.
Now, wait, let's think a minute. I have an idea.
What is it?
It's called Follow Me. You do what I do, only you do it later.
All right,
okay?
Just tell me when.
All right, I'll tell you when. Okay, now watch. Your turn.
Very good.
Very good.
Oh, you do that well.
Is that fun?
Do you have anything?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, well, I love to make sounds with things, because everything has a sound.
That's even a real saw.
Oh, that's a saw, yeah. Well, you probably know about saws. Saws are for going with. But saws are kind of spooky, too. If you bend a saw like this, nothing happens. But if you put your thumb up on top and make it kind of an S shape like this, it does strange things, doesn't it?
That's for ladies and men to do, not children.
Not children. No. But this also has a nice tone sometimes when you scratch it. You scrape it with something.
Can you play that song? Yeah, that we were trying before, Tree, Tree, Tree.
Oh, Tree, Tree, Tree? I think, if I can hear it. If I can get it started. The saws are kind of funny. They have to want to sing, and you have to hold everything right. Now, wait a minute. Okay, he's ready.
Anything that all of you could play together.
How about Good Feeling? Let's
Let's try that. Right.
Oh, Joe, are you going to play?
Yeah, I've got
play whatever that is.
and maybe you'll join us at the piano on the second course.
Be glad to.
We'll let Bob start it again.
All right.
Yeah, good starter.
Poor Bob is a starter.
Any particular beat you'd like?
Well, about here.
Customer in there.
I must get back to my place too. Thanks for showing me the things.
Good seeing you, friend.
Right. Have a good day.
Please do.
Bob, I like that beat you got going.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Joe. That was great. many different things to make music with. Remember the time we had those glasses with water in them? We know, boop, 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 like that. I better take my tool board now. Some people even take a piece of tissue paper and put it over a comb and go like that. Ever seen that kind of music? Good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know you're alive. I have a good feeling of being alive today, of visiting with you. When I go home at night, I often think to myself, you know, I'll be able to visit with my friends again tomorrow. Sometimes I even go off to sleep thinking about that. About you. You and I together. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Two things to hang up today. When I was young, just hated to take my clothes and hang them up at the end of the day when I was finished with them. But somebody had to do it, and I was the one who was wearing them. So I was the one who hung them up. I like being with you. We make up lots of things together, you and I, don't we? You're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.